وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at human rights, and specifically justice being the core of human rights. And we are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah. Now, previously we mentioned that Amir al-Mu'mineen, he constantly emphasized on the fact that people need to raise their concerns and speak out their minds and show their displeasure with their kings and rulers and ruling powers and governments and kings and presidents to show that they are not content, not happy, their rights are not being given to them. So in the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen, being annoyed at a cruelty and oppression was in fact an important thing. It's not just a secondary or a recommended action or act. In fact, it's vital that we rise up. And especially when it comes to, you know, welcoming, if we want to welcome equity and justice, it is an important thing to have, to be awake, to be aware, to fight, to realize where we are. And most of the times, at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen and even at our time, we are living as what we refer to in the Matrix, as we have seen in the movie, that people are just turned into batteries. People are turned into machines. They just, you know, the kings and the rulers and the governments, they're just taking everything from us and not giving us anything back. And we are under a sleeping pill. We need to wake up. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he said, no, oppression and cruelty is something that people need to be annoyed with. They need to express their minds and they need to speak out. In return, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he respected the personal freedom of the individuals, and also kept in his view the right of the nation, which is ultimately that's what it should be, that leaders and rulers, that's what they should do. This is what Amir al-Mu'mineen, he himself did, respected the personal freedom of the individuals and kept the rights of the nation. That's what we need from these leaders and rulers and presidents. We need them to give us our freedoms and also the rights of the nations. Now, if you look at a comparison between the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen and what happened to him and now, you can draw the conclusion as well. As regards to those who did not give or did not take the oath of allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said to them clearly and plainly, it does not matter if they do not take the oath of allegiance. I don't care if they don't take it. If they don't want to give it to me, by all means. But in return, however, he said, however, they should stay indoors and should not interfere in the affairs of the nation. That sometimes you see people said, oh, you know what, I don't want to vote, I don't want to elect, I don't want to do anything. By all means, you have the right. But don't come later on and criticize and speak about the governments that took power that you were not part of making. That's a very crucial point. Now, before we go any further, let us take a break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So just before the break, we said that Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he assumed Khilafah and leadership, he made a statement. He said, people who do not want to give oath of allegiance, by all means, in return, they should not interfere with me when I try to establish justice and try to give people their rights. Now, I said we can draw the conclusion between Amir al-Mu'mineen's time and our time, that we see that today, when we go to elections and we elect the governments and the presidents and prime ministers and the cabinets and ministers, we elect them. Some of us, some we say, well, I don't want to elect, I don't care about this. But once these people become in power and they become oppressors and what have you, you saw those who outcasted themselves, those who stayed away from being involved in the system, they are the ones who are talking and criticizing and what have you. All we get to say to them is, the same thing Amir al-Mu'mineen did, since you did not take part into shaping your freedom and the freedom of people, you should stay away from it. Give you examples. One of the people that did not give allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who was a member of the consultative council who denied to take an oath of allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, did not compel him, did not force him to take the oath, and he let him free. I mean, as we know, this is the justice of Ali alayhi as-salam. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, in return, he said, you do not need to feel worried about me. I shall never rise against you, which is obviously a very fair statement, and this is what was required of him. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, I will not force anyone, but don't you dare come and raise against me once or rise against me when I assume position. So that was one of the characters that happened. Also, we have Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar himself. He also did not take allegiance and did not give the oath to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam asked him to produce a guarantor who should guarantee that he would not create any disturbance. But Abdullah ibn Umar declined to do so. Thereupon, Amir al-Mu'mineen said to him, you have been ill-mannered since your childhood, and I know you from the very first day. Well, obviously, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, he knew him before he was born. And so he said to him, you need to bring a guarantor to guarantee that you're not going to create any mischief. Abdullah ibn Umar denied that, which means, no, I will do as I please, and I still won't give you my allegiance, which was going against the Khalifa of his time. The Amir al-Mu'mineen said to him, well, what can I say to you? You this is how you were from day one. You were an ill-mannered child. And then the Amir al-Mu'mineen said, salamullah alayhi, he said to him, leave him as well. I guarantee that he will not create any disturbance. Now, what else can Amir al-Mu'minin do? And people wanted to say, well, okay, let's do something about him. He says, no, leave him be. I will become his guarantor. So the idea is, when it comes to justice, you need to be involved. If you don't want to be involved, don't come again or later and rise against those who are trying to apply it. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 اللهم